The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. On the island of La Gonave in Haiti, the dry season begins in December or January when you start to notice that it hasn't rained for a while. The leaves fall off the trees and the world turns to dust. By February, it's awful. Sometimes it will rain once or twice in March, or maybe in April. Sometimes it takes until May. Once the rain begins to fall, the world is lit by an optimism that erases the public memory of enduring the yearly drought. The first time I experienced that drought was in 2003. Here's a journal entry from the 11th of March. It's windy. Air currents of the Caribbean pass disinterestedly over dry rock. The tin roof of my house rattles on the wind that drives gritty dust through cracks in the walls and into the creases behind my knees and the corner of my eyes. Thick, gummy sinuses and nagging coughs are the norm. The dust on the road is almost ankle-deep in some places. I suppose if it begins to rain and rains too hard and too fast, it won't be such a blessing. I just wasn't prepared for the way this so-called environmental degradation feels. I have heard and read the words that describe the everyday landscape of Haiti, rocky eroded mountainsides, almost bare of vegetation. But its in-your-face presence grabs the gut, stabs the heart. Before, when I thought of deforestation and erosion, I associated it with what I see in the Pacific Northwest, mountain clear-cuts in places where no one lives. Here, tiny cement and stone houses dot the baked landscape, and I cannot believe that anyone could possibly live in them. Yet the people who live in these houses are my friends. I can be airlifted out of here at the snap of a finger if things become too tough for me. But life isn't all that tough, because I pay money to be sure I have adequate nutrition and water. I try to stretch my 5-gallon bucket to 3 days instead of the usual 2. Many Haitian words come from French roots, which might make you think that the word for poverty would be pauvreté, but it's not. The word for poverty in Haitian Creole is misère, misery. Poverty is an idea. Misery is an experience. I can guess and sometimes see the misery that the citizens of this community experience, but what it would truly feel like to live it is beyond my imagination. Cisterns are dry, and springs higher up have given out. The spring where we go for water is weaker, but still running and very crowded. You can hear shouting from the bottom of the ravine from far away. There have been fights and rumors of worse fights. You can tell where people come from by the color of the dust caked on the legs and bellies of their bucket-laden donkeys. Some of them are walking 3 hours, one way. People who live within a few miles of the spring now get their water at night, so the people who come from so far don't spend hours waiting for their turn to hold a bucket under the water pipe. I find this generosity amidst such scarcity touching. Sometimes a few promising clouds will mass together late in the afternoon, but so far they've all dissipated on the breeze. I've learned to stifle my hopeful comments at the sight of the clouds and not wish aloud that it will rain soon. People say, it will rain when it rains. It's only at the very end of running out of water that you're thirsty. At the beginning, you're dirty. The big dirt is washed out of your dingy clothes, but they're itchy and stiff because the soap isn't fully rinsed. The dirt on your body gets into your bed. You consider washing your hair in the dishwater, but decide to scratch your greasy scalp one more day and wash the floor instead. That's an entry from a journal I kept while visiting Haiti in March of 2003. It rained that year in April, shortly before I flew home. The trip home takes about 24 hours, and I passed through airports in Port-au-Prince, Miami, Las Vegas, and Seattle. And by the time I did, I'd flushed away in toilets as much water as I had used the entire previous month. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.